Hello, hello, it's me. It's your friendly little person. It's me, it's Al Pitcher, and this is Dream Guest. Exciting one, this one. Really great fun. How do we start? Okay, for men, friends disappear with age. There we go. I've said it. Younger men are fairly good at friendships, but according to Statistics Sverige, there's a real dip for men after the age of 50. In fact, out of all men who have a partner and are over the age of 55, as many as 29% lack a close friend. I don't know why I'm kind of laughing here, but my next guest, me and him, we both fall under this category of lonely men over 50. That sounds like an ad you don't want to see in the newspaper. But yes, we're lonely. So in order to fight back the statistics, in order to show them who we were, I decided to invite Fredrik Hallgren for a wonderful Dream Guest episode. We had fika, we had fun. If you don't know Fredrik Hallgren, you're not watching TV in Sverige. That's all I can say. He's an actor in Bonus Familien, and right now he's in Håkan Brakan. Håkan Brakan 2. If you haven't seen the first one, you won't understand the second one. In this episode, it was really great. We talked about the actual pressures of the film industry, and this is from someone that is in everything. Film industries, we talk about how tough it can be and unemployment. Talk about his family, like growing up and not having friends. I know you're still listening. Please keep listening. I know it sounds depressing, but we really get deep with this. It's great. And we talk about the one thing Fredrik won't do on camera. It's something that, yeah, I would do. I don't know if I will do, but I won't be on camera, but I'll be on stage very, very soon. And you can come and see me do the things that you want me to do by buying some tour tickets. Come to see my tour. It's a brand new stand-up show. I'm so excited for it. Genuinely, it's the best feeling doing live stand-up. The show is called Tid for Skratt. Get your tickets at alpitcher.com. Don't get them anywhere else. Alpitcher.com, Tid for Skratt. It's my funniest, most beautiful, uplifting, non-naked show. It's going to be great fun. I'd love you to be there. And talking of non-nakedness, let's talk to my first guest and my only guest on this Dream Guest episode. Please give it up for the wonderful Fredrik Hallgren. But you get into your snooze.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many of those are you doing?
I don't know. Too many.
Is it, do you take snooze because of it being there, or is it just habit? Or, because I'm not a snoozer.
Okay. Snoozer.
Snoozer. Yeah.
Well, it's just, I just started like 4 years ago.
Okay.
So I'm a rookie.
Ah. And you just turned 50?
Yeah.
December?
Yeah.
Sorry to bring all these bad habits. I'm 51, man. So okay. Life, you know. How did you feel when you turned 50?
Nothing. Was I supposed to feel something?
You went just cold from, yeah.
Yeah. I had so many other things to worry about than my age problem.
That's one way of looking at it. Yeah, that's nice. I think my only thing was when I turned 50, I was like, my mum and dad now have a 50-year-old son.
Yeah, that's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
That I'm like, and I still feel like a kid to them,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, did you do anything major for the 50th?
No, nothing.
Nothing?
No. I'm thinking about maybe having a big party in the summer.
Okay.
Because, you know, December, it's not that fun.
No.
The weather is kind of, I don't know, difficult.
But did you have any like, right, I'm 50, I'm going to do this now, I'm going to turn it all around?
No.
No.
Nothing, just boring everything just kept being the same.
And you, if anybody's mundane. Celebrating a birthday and need an entertainer, yeah. Frederick is
don't
available.
Call me.
Just you should do one of those what they're called memo things.
Yeah.
Where you just
for
and
myself?
It's just you going. Yeah, for yourself.
Yeah, and just, depressing.
Yeah. Nothing changes.
Just the same.
But we first met Pattaya, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. You played a chef or something?
I played Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, you did.
And for some reason, Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, okay. He's British.
Yeah. And I didn't...
Obviously.
Yeah, I know. But it was like, it made no sense at all. It was the weirdest casting. And it was pre-pandemic, obviously, because it was years ago.
Yeah, it was years ago.
And I had to do this Skype. It was a Skype call with taxi drivers, and I was Al Pacino.
Okay.
And then it would cut out, and I'd go, "You talking to me? You talking to me?" And that was the joke. And I was like, right, that's the sketch. And that was it. But it was pre-Zoom meetings and everything. So Pattaya was ahead of its time.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't you think?
You know, punchlines.
No.
That's the future.
But you were big on that, weren't you?
No.
I wouldn't
say that. I was working for the company that did Pattaya.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like in every season almost. I don't think the first.
Okay.
But no, every other.
And then have you always done acting, schmacting?
No. I've been doing this for like 24, 25 years maybe.
Yeah, okay.
And you know, I'm 50.
So what's been the happiest 25 years? The last or the pre?
In the beginning, I didn't have kids.
Yeah.
So it was much more like free for me to do whatever I wanted, or I could like go on tour or whatever. But now it's more like I need more money because I have more. Well,
yeah, money yeah, to, yeah. To, how many kids spend. Have you got?
Three.
Three. Okay. And they are how old are they?
18. Is
like, okay, so that's
yeah, but you know he's.
He's
most expensive.
Yeah. Mr. Swish.
Yeah, exactly. And then I have a daughter, she's 11.
Yeah.
And then I have another kid who is 8.
Okay. And that's kind of slowed you. But
it didn't slow me down, but no. You know, I just can't take jobs for like 500.
Yeah.
Kronor.
Yeah. But you shouldn't.
No, I shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't.
But I mean,
because
you know, the things, they change. So,
I see you kind of pop up a lot.
I do?
A lot.
Okay.
On Swedish TV.
Like, it's a negative.
No.
Okay.
I would say.
Frederick again.
Yeah. No, I mean, mainly because I remember you. But those days, but everything I kind of watch. Like with like Sune, you're in Sune, Hakan Broken.
Hakan, they're supposed to rhyme.
Okay, Hakan Broken.
That's good.
They'll do. Hakan Broken.
Yeah.
Aha. I love the way you did help me. No help at all there. Just. And Bonus Familien's been a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, really. It just opened so many doors for me.
Yeah.
That was. I knew from the beginning when I did the pilot that this is going to be like huge.
Yeah.
And there were times when I didn't know if I was in the series or not because they just I was the only one left from the pilot.
Yeah.
So I had I did a lot of auditions for I think my mother or
okay.
I just met. All these old ladies and
the
same scene over and over again. And I just, is it me or
what
are we looking for here?
Yeah.
So it's just, I had to ask, am I in the show?
Is it worth bothering? Oh, wow. But it's an international kind of success as well,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah.
And do you write stuff?
I do.
Yeah.
I have this project. And yeah, I'm waiting for the contract to just be delivered to me, I think. And hey, it's for a movie.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And I hopefully it will do something for me. I don't know. I had to write the script. And,
yeah. You know,
but I have the idea and the story in my head, so.
Wow. So you've already touched like a pre-contract. They're like, this is great.
Yeah.
But you've told them the idea. They're not.
Yeah, yeah. I did.
I'm just giving you a contract for what's in there.
No, it's not a surprise. Yeah. It's kind of, well, I can't speak about it now. But
wow, that is bloody, that's the exclusive for the podcast.
I know.
What a dream guest. Thank you for coming, Frederick. Yeah. Absolutely, I can't tell you anything about it. It's in my head.
It's in my head.
It's
a great idea, and yeah, well, hopefully it will be filmed as well.
But like you sound a bit down on yourself. Is this the Swedish way? Or
yeah, I think so. It's my way.
Is it? Yeah,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I'm never like super excited for anything, and not like super down either. So I'm just in the between.
You just go middle.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just choose middle way, always.
Really?
Yeah.
And where are you? Are you from the north?
No.
No, I'm just trying to work this. I'm trying to do the psychological. No, like you're from like Kiruna or something like that, where you just, your friend was a bear or something.
Yeah, I wish. Yeah. No, that I had a friend. No, I don't know. It just turned out that way.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Just that's who you are.
Maybe because I'm 50. I don't know. I'm just in between in everything.
What were you like when the children were born? Were you like, wow, this is... Because for me, it was like, right, I have to be the best comic I can be.
For the kids? Or
Yeah.
Well, when I had my first kid, I was like, I had to grow up.
Yeah, yeah.
And like be a man.
Yeah, yeah. But you're like 32.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, fine. So we're not even talking the first 25 years. We're 32 years.
Yeah.
But you must be proud of what you've achieved. I'm not taking the piss. I'm not here to catch you out or anything. You're like someone that's on the TV a lot, and you're the most humble or bored with it. You're just kind of like, yeah, it's what I do.
Yeah,
you know,
I do. But you know, I haven't been working for like a year now. Maybe.
Okay,
so maybe that's why.
Okay,
because it's been a tough year, actually.
Okay.
And I have like nothing left on my bank account, and just waiting for the next gig that, you know, keeps me alive for a month more.
Okay.
So I'm just struggling right now.
Ah.
So maybe that's it.
No, but that is very honest of you, and I admire that. It's also quite humbling when you hear that from someone that he's got this successful career and is popping up in premieres, and you know, and I follow you on social media, and you sort of pop up on, I'm doing this movie, but yeah, so things are hard.
Yeah, it is.
Just
the whole movie kind of thing just died.
Okay.
I think it's just because of Viaplay or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they had a tough year as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So they just sold out their movies and series and so on. This is my own.
This is your own perspective.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if this is true.
We will check the facts and we will not edit you out and they'll be taken to court by Viaplay. That's absolutely fine.
Why did you?
But this was what this podcast was basically. You know, I do stand up on my own, quite a solo kind of person. I think this country, if you want to make friends, is quite difficult.
Yeah,
you know. So, you know, I remember asking you for season one, and I think you were quite busy back then. So we got you in for season two. So it's about kind of having this open kind of conversation. So hearing that is, you know, yeah. Oh, no, it's quite tough. I feel sorry for you. I didn't really.
Or switch me some. some
but money. Like, because I thought, like, you know, you sort of pick the movies and you've got that 6-week period. You film it, you make the money, and then it's 6 months off, and then it's go again. And you know, and that is that just me being a bit naive?
Yeah, well, it used to be like that before this year. Well, not this year, but the year before. But I think this country is quite small.
Yes.
So we don't get paid that much.
The
money just goes away really.
And
I have like a house. I have three kids. I have two cars and whatever. So everything just costs.
Get rid of one car.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
That's my tip. I'm not going to be your financial advisor. Get rid of one car. Can you drive two cars at the same time?
Yeah, of course I can.
Only Jean-Claude Van Damme can do that. And he got a lot of money from that Volvo ad. We wanted to get you the fika. I don't know how kind of important fika is in your life, but we've got you a cappuccino with havre milk.
Yeah.
Is havre
so you're
milk
drinking the same, or?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
But is havre milk a health choice or a...
No, it just, I think ordinary milk tastes like, I don't know, cow.
Good, good. That's an insight. If there's young children listening and you're having your glass of milk and you're going, this tastes of cow, listen to Frederick. It tastes of cow.
Yeah.
Are you a person that, I quite like that you're... You're quite revealing. You're quite like, you like sharing. You've already told me, you know, a few honest truths. And that is absolutely fine. That is what things are for. But are you one to sit around and have a fika and talk your problems through?
Absolutely. Yeah. I love my coffee. I need coffee in the morning because otherwise I'm just, and the snooze as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise I turn into
you
a
can't.
Devil.
Yeah, zombie.
Yeah,
but like, and if we were to sort of sort out a dream like kind of fika situation, is this it? Me and you with microphones, maybe no clothes, or what? What is it? What is it? What where would
I
you
have
like
no
to?
Idea? I thought about it and I couldn't come up with any. Like good ideas
outdoors.
Yeah, probably outdoors.
Are you an outdoors kind of person?
I would like to be.
Yeah. But I find myself indoors drinking this bloody drink that tastes
with
of
you
cow.
Naked in the no, but I don't know. But it takes a lot of effort to do things outside.
Yeah.
You have to like bring all the stuff and the tent and the whatever.
I like, really like, you've kind of got this, like, it's not a bucket list. It's like an anti-bucket list.
It's a fuck it list.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, nah, fuck it list. Shall I go outside? Nah.
Yeah. I won't do it. I refuse.
Do you think fika, did you grow up with the fika situation and like?
Nothing that I can like remember.
Yeah. Yeah. It
just started in, maybe later in my life, the fika thing.
But like happy, kind of a happy childhood?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah?
Just in the middle. I grew up with my mom.
Yeah.
My brother, he grew up with our dad in Stockholm, and I grew up in Gothenburg.
Okay.
So that was hard.
Yeah,
I missed him, and he missed me as well.
Yeah.
We didn't have much money.
No.
Back then, or, well, back then, I don't have, no.
Two cars.
It was kind of hard because my mother liked to, I don't know if she liked it, but she still did it. She moved a lot. And so I went to a lot of different schools and so on. And that was maybe, that was hard because I had to make new friends all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't have any, like, childhood friends or so on. So, well.
You don't?
No. I think my oldest friend is from gymnasiet.
Ah, so I thought you were going to say,
almost,
I met him in Pattaya and he was dressed up as Al Pacino and we were like, it's just because he's English. I think like social media has kind of helped me find old friends. I know that sounded like I was stalking them and, you know, but that would be the only way I keep in touch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not.
So how old were you when you moved here?
So I was like 39.
You were 39, or is it 39 years ago?
It's not the beginning of Titanic. No, it was 39. I was 39. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
So I'm 51 now.
Yeah.
But I grew up in New Zealand, born in England, but I remember when I went to school in New Zealand, I had this kind of Northern English, you know, kind of, you're all right, oh, you're doing, you know, like kind of flat cap kind of, you know, and not popular, bullied a lot. Mm-hmm. So I always felt I wasn't really a New Zealander, more of an English person. And now I've come here, now I'm more of a, is he English, is he New Zealand? Oh, we don't really give a shit. In Sweden, you know.
Yeah.
So I have friends. I think a lot of my friends are British friends that I started comedy with. Mm-hmm. So I'm probably quite similar to you in the sense that I've only had these really great friends for years, for recent years.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, these people talk about when they were 2 years of age and, you know, we were inseparable and now we've got tattoos of each other. I don't have that.
No.
You know. Are you a good friend?
No.
Not.
Well, I'm a good friend, but I don't call that often, and I don't like bring them together, or I'm just waiting for other people to do that for me.
Okay.
I know.
That's probably what's costing you money, is you've got somebody that makes your phone calls for you.
Just okay. Have this secretary cost me a fortune. No, but I'm just waiting for my friends to call me. I don't know why.
Yeah. For example, I will know a comic in a small town in Sweden. I'll go and do a show, but I won't contact them and say, "Do you want to meet up?" I saw Jonathan Unger the other day in Malmo, and I was there with my family, and I know Jonathan. I've done gigs with him, and my wife was like, "Go on, just go and say," and I was like, and he was playing like Nintendo in a restaurant on his own, and he looked happy. And what am I gonna do?
Just ruin it?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? This is his time away, like, you know, and he has to do that, take that. Oh, okay. What are you up to? I'll tell you what I'm up to. You know, and it was sad for my children to see it.
Like, okay,
to sort of. Is that how our dad operates, you know, socially? Are you that?
Yeah, I'm that guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not sure why, because I want to, like, you know, have friends and hang out.
Yeah.
But I don't know why.
No.
I've been thinking about it a lot, this year, actually.
Yeah.
Just been, and I'm thinking to myself that I should change.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's hard, yeah. You get to 50 and you know, people go, "What's wrong with him, man? He's just a bit more outgoing and he wants to meet up." It just feels like you're having some kind of maybe midlife crisis. I don't know. Or maybe you and I should have this thing where we plan something every week, and because we are who we are, and we never turn up. And that just, it's just really good for us.
Yeah, it sounds great.
And people are like, they're fantastic friends. Yeah. They haven't seen each other for 7 years, but they've been planning something every weekend. And it's not outdoors. Fuck it.
No, fuck it.
Outdoors. Right, we're going to bring out this wonderful fika for you now.
Okay.
Ta-da! Just standard, beautiful, eh?
Yeah, it is.
It's a canal bulla.
Yeah, so, yeah, almost.
That's a canal bulla, isn't it?
Canal bulla.
Yeah.
Not canal bulla.
Oh, canal. No, but canal. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Sorry.
I thought, my God, is my brain just frozen? And my best friend here just went, "Oh no, not quite, not." It was like a really, really anal Google Translate who just was like, "I might help you out here, but nah."
No.
Please. Okay. And so it's canal bulla, not canal, canal bulla,
yeah.
Canal. That's why people.
That's greasy.
Yeah, it's kind of. Oh, that's just proper, eh? Mm. Fantastic.
Yeah, it was good.
I actually think it's what I like about it, a little bit kind of wet. Is that okay to say? No, it's not dry.
Juicy.
But juicy, thank you. Sorry, I struggle with English sometimes. How do you get into your acting roles? You might be in one now. Are you method?
No, I'm just, oh my God. I read the script.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Helpful.
Thank you. And then I just, okay, who is this guy? And I fill out the blanks.
Yeah.
That needs to be like, filled. And And then I take things from myself and from people around me that I never meet. And I just create this kind of...
The world around the actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And I think the most important thing for me is to like know the relationship to the other characters and so on. So that has to be like clear for me to like work. And then I just listen.
Yeah.
When we do shoot the scene or...
Yeah. I did a little sitcom and I found the whole experience really tough. I don't think I'll ever do... I mean, I don't know if I'll ever get the chance to, but it just wasn't me at all. Mm-hmm. Like with stand-up, you can say the odd word wrong and you can interact, but with acting... Acting's difficult because
I think the opposite. Because you know,
do you?
Yeah, but it's like everything, right? I mean, like singing or whatever. It's like hard if you don't do it.
Yeah, no. So, but it was just everything has to be so. It was just so minimal, and you know, like the hand. You know, I did a film when I was at school, and I had to show emotion. I think it was the case of the granddad had passed away or something. And I had to look out the window and I couldn't show any emotion myself. So I just went like this. And the director went, perfect. And looking back now, it's the worst bit of acting anyone's ever done. I mean, I was just holding my face. Like, it was just so terrible. And I think, do you know what I think with acting is? When you're doing it, there's no one there going, that's shit, mate. That's shit. They just keep going. That's why bad films get made, because nobody stops them.
Yeah.
It's probably albums. Music must be like that as well. They must be halfway through going, we've got nothing here.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in, you don't have to name the project, but have you ever been in a film and you go, this is an absolute dud?
Yeah, of course. But you have to do like the best that you can in that situation because you know you can't just give up.
But you should, and everybody should. Everybody should just get to a point where they're like, "This is shit, lads.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Ladies, this is let's stop this."
Yeah.
Sorry, I've picked up your negativity now.
And, no.
No, I know. You've got me. That's why we're going to be best of friends.
It's like an ensemble thing, and even though the script may be terrible or the whatever, the idea is not good, you can still do your thing in it.
I suppose you can shine within.
I can't shine, maybe, but you know, it's more like I can do my best in the situation.
Yeah, that I'm yeah. In. So, such a wonderful Swedish answer.
Is it? I'm sorry.
No, it's just so great. I will do my best in this situation. But you're right. Have you ever, like, going on with that kind of method thing, have you ever been put into a role where you're like a character or been based in something and thought, oh, this isn't me, or maybe you've pushed it too far, or...
Do I look like a guy that pushed it too far?
Would you get your top off?
My top off, yes. The bottom, no.
The bottom, no.
I would never like go totally naked. I don't think, no. Why?
What does it do for anyone?
I know for myself, when I watch a movie or something and they get naked, or I see something on stage and they're naked, it just takes too much focus, I think, from the... It's not like it's not important for the film or for the emotions of the scene or anything. It just takes the focus out of everything because it's just, whoa, it's a naked man.
Woman. Yeah.
Yeah, pause.
Yeah.
Social media. No, but so I'm not that kind of actor, no.
Well, that's the end of the podcast, yeah. Ruined. That is the end of it.
Because
underneath this, we have something that is going to shock you.
It's the mystery cake.
This is called the mystery cake. Wah, wah, wah. Still no theme tune. I don't know what it is.
Do you have a cue card for the mystery cake
I have a cue card because it's got all the information of the mystery cake.
Aha, okay.
And Sorma honestly does hours researching this. And sometimes the guest just doesn't give a shit about the info. And later on, I get it in the neck from these two going, you need to explain it more. Anyway, no pressure, but
okay,
reveal that and we'll see what we have. You have to
Damsugare.
Damsugare. Punch rulla.
Yeah, that's the other word for it.
Punch rulla.
Do you have to guess the ingredients? No. Sorry.
Oh, you can. No. The filling is a mix of.
Ströbröd, what was that called?
No, that's not here. Punch rulla. Damsugare. Arax rulla.
Okay.
Called this. Film rulla.
Film
you see the connection?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah? And so many more. It seems that this dear child has many names. Now, I've got all this to read.
Oh, my
so
God.
No, relax. Relax. Have a bite of one. Punch rulla, although similar yet unique from its Danish and Dutch cousins.
Cushions.
It's cushions.
Yeah.
Hello, these are the Dutch cushions.
Always called cushions.
Is a small Swedish pastry covered with green marzipan with the ends dipped in chocolate.
Oh.
The filling is a mix of crushed biscuits, butter.
Crushed biscuits.
Cocoa. And most importantly, flavored with arak liquor. Arak liquor.
Yeah.
It is said that Punchrulla's other common name, Damsugare, meaning the vacuum cleaner, comes not only from the fact that the cake resembles the tube vacuum cleaner of the 1920s, it also reveals another important detail about the pastry's origin story. That's the end? No. Although it is debated upon when and who exactly invented the pastry, one thing seems to be certain. Damsugare used to be made with the leftover products and floor crumbs from the bakery floor.
Yeah, not from the floor, I think. Maybe. Or
it doesn't say, Frederick maybe. Interjects
okay.
Here, that were then drenched in liquor to hide any dullness or taste of mold.
Yeah.
Love it or hate it, the beloved Damsugare is one of Sweden's top fika cakes, standard product every bakery, grocery store and gas station. It is the official Damsugare Day, and do you know when that is? March the...
13th?
7th. 13th, I think, is like Marzipan Dag. Here you go, get into it, Damsugare. Isn't that weird, the whole thing of that they used to brush the floor? I think that is still something that people believe.
It's like the pastry version of pyttipanna.
Okay, yes.
You know, you took the leftovers and you do something with it. It's like...
doesn't say that on there, but yes. Good.
It's good.
That's a good one. The great thing about this is you can take these home in your pockets afterwards. Yeah. Are you a Damsugare kind of guy?
No. Not really.
Okay. That's absolutely fine. You've been very honest
good.
On this podcast, Frederick. I don't mind it, but I can't talk right now. But
yeah.
What have you got coming up then? Like?
You're just asking me a question. Thank you.
You've got the movie in your head.
Yeah,
we're waiting for that.
Yeah, waiting for that. And it's nothing like because I've been doing a lot of comedies and family movies.
Yeah.
So, and this is like just dark and dramatic.
That was one thing I was going to say. What kind of role would you love? Like, because let's be honest, you are in that kind of family comedy world.
Yeah, I am. I don't have like a dream role.
Mm-mm.
And every now and then it just comes like you get a part that you think, wow, this is going to be like fun. But then you do it and then just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Lagom, I think.
Yeah, I think it's Lagom. Yeah.
What about someone like Nicholson, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? You know, that's what a role that must have been.
Yeah. No.
No. I don't have nothing like that. No.
I can see the craftsmanship or something like that in the movie, and that would be like nice to do.
Yeah.
Some kind of similar thing.
Yeah. Do you go to like Gould Bagan and stuff like that? Because I watch
when I'm invited. Yes. Oh,
okay. Yeah. You don't just turn up.
I don't pay like 2,000 whatever kroners to go there. No.
I watched that the recent one, whenever it was, and I just felt it was such a weird world for me. I felt so far away. I'm not an actor. Mm-hmm. We've definitely worked that out. But I just thought, God, this is like, you know, and they went across the crowd and you could see, oh, that's that, you know, they're in that. But they know them, and then they, you know, and it was very, I felt very distant from it. I feel that with living here anyway, that I'm still the outsider, you know, no matter how much I try and integrate into society. Do you feel incredibly Swedish?
Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't, because mostly the Swedish are kind of afraid of getting into an argument or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't mind.
You don't mind?
No.
Oh, right. Okay.
And especially when you're making a movie or a series and so on, the most of the people you meet is like afraid of...
like confrontation.
Yeah, confrontation.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not. I just...
You tell it how it is.
Yeah, I think it's
do you know what? I would not have guessed that. That is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
After this chat here.
Yeah.
And
don't have any conflict yet.
No, but you have said no 44 times.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, towards the end of the pod now, could you say something that would inspire a young actor or an actress out there?
Don't do it.
Don't
no,
do it.
No. No. I would just keep trying. That would be my best advice.
Yeah. Well, I've been delighted he's been here, though. It's been great. It feels like you've been bitten by a snake, and I've been just trying to get the venom out the whole time. I don't know where you've been bitten, but I'm trying to kind of bite it up, and I'm spitting. You're like, no, no. And we've got there, and now we're best of friends. And I'm going to mail you, and we're going to say... What day do we not meet up? And you'll go next Sunday, actually.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see your project when it comes up. Have you got any departing words? Departing or not? Any words you want to leave us on? We didn't get the drama school answer.
No.
Is it the right thing to do, drama school? Or should what you know now, should you just get out there and do it? And
well, if you don't have anything on your, like...
Yeah, CV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you should go to, like, a school or a course or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have something on there.
Because I did very weird little theatre company thing. Mm-hmm. And then I went to London hoping to act. But my story was this whole thing of, like, I had this... this world where I'd be like brushing the floor of the stage and they'd go, the main person, he's got hit by a bus. Do you know the lines? And I'd go, yeah, I know the line. And then I'd be on the West End and the you know, and then,
okay.
But I've always had that. Like I for a while there, I thought I'd be the world heavyweight boxing champion.
Okay.
Because I stopped in this imaginary fight.
You're sweeping the...
You know, yeah. I'm always sweeping Tyson's. Frederick. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but this guy, and then I just punched this guy, and this guy went, I'm a boxing promoter. That's the best punch. We need to train you. And I became the heavyweight.
Wow.
But like, so I still believe in dreams.
Okay. You should.
You should, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not, yeah.
You don't have any dreams.
No, you haven't stopped dreaming, have you? The role that you want to get is still out there, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's the nicest way to end, eh?
Yeah.
So, my dream guest, a man that has questioned the punch ruler, a man that has said it's damsugada, and he went, nah, to one of the ingredients. I want to thank him. Frederick Hallgren, you've been my dream guest. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the nice fika.
Get your tickets to Al's new tour at alpitcher.com. This podcast was produced by Soulside Productions and recorded at Clarion Hotel Sign in Stockholm.